The troubled VA nominee.
He's withdrawn his nomination.
Cold cases solved in California.
The day I had wished for over 40 years.
Danger on the road.
There is essentially a hit and run fatality every single day.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning, I'm Peter King, and we have breaking news from the White House, where the president's troubled Veterans Affairs nominee, Ronnie Jackson, is out of the running. We go live to the White House. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Well, as late as last night, Jackson told reporters he was looking forward to defending himself from allegations that he oversaw a hostile work environment, drank excessively on the job, and improperly handed out prescription pills. But moments ago, in a statement, the White House physician said he's withdrawing from consideration to be the next Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Because of how Washington works, Jackson writes, these false allegations have become a distraction for this president and the important issue we must be addressing, how we give the best care to our nation's heroes. Beyond the most recent allegations, which included the unproven claim leveled in a two-page release from Senate Democrats that Jackson once got so drunk he wrecked a government car, there were questions on both sides of the aisle about Jackson's leadership qualifications to run the government's second largest agency. Peter?
The so-called Golden State Killer case has baffled investigators for 40 years, but this morning, an accused serial killer and rapist is locked up after his arrest in Northern California.
For the 51 ladies who were brutally raped, sleep better tonight. He isn't coming through the window.
Bruce Harrington's brother and sister-in-law were two of the victims. More from correspondent Steve Futterman.
For decades, this was one of the only clues authorities had. A phone call from a man thought to be the Golden State Killer.
We all knew, as part of this team, that we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
Yesterday, officials announced the arrest of a 72-year-old man, Joseph James DeAngelo, a former police officer. Anne Marie Schubert is the Sacramento County District Attorney.
But we also all knew that the needle was there.
The crimes took place in the 1970s and 80s. At least 12 murders, nearly 50 rapes. Greg Todden is the District Attorney in Ventura County.
It is the culmination of a decades-long unrelenting investigation.
The big break in the case apparently came in the last few weeks, involving a DNA match between DeAngelo and evidence found at one of the crime scenes. The reaction from one of the victims who survived.
This is like the greatest gift ever.
Steve Futterman, CBS News. Los Angeles.
The Senate is expected to confirm CIA Director Mike Pompeo as the next Secretary of State this afternoon. President's personal attorney Michael Cohen says he'll take the fifth. Stormy Daniels civil case. Here's CBS's Jeff Pegues.
It isn't uncommon for someone facing both civil and criminal cases to plead the fifth. What is uncommon is for a personal attorney to a president to do it. As for the criminal case, a federal judge in Manhattan today is holding a hearing about the material seized in the raids on Cohen's home, office, and hotel room earlier this month. The judge will consider a request by Cohen to appoint an outside lawyer to review the evidence and potentially weed out any material that's covered by attorney-client privilege. And that, of course, is at the heart of that case.
Tens of thousands of teachers plan protests at state capitals in Colorado and Arizona today. CBS's Jamie Yukas says as many as 50,000 are expected to walk the line today in Phoenix.
Students matter!
Teachers say they won't return to work until they feel their message has been heard. Second grade teacher Alexis Aguirre says living paycheck to paycheck has forced her to consider other careers.
It's really heartbreaking to have to choose between our families and the professions that we love. But it doesn't make financial sense to stay in the classroom.
The state's governor, Doug Ducey, has introduced a plan to raise pay 20% by 2020. But teachers say that doesn't go far enough. They want a permanent raise structure, increased pay for school support staff, as well as more money for students.
We're less than a day from a historic meeting between the leaders of North and South Korea. Reporter Jason Strother is in Seoul.
Kim Jong-un will cross the inter-Korean border by foot. He'll be met by President Moon Jae-in and attend a welcoming ceremony together. Their summit will be held just south of the border in the Peace House and will last throughout the day and conclude with a state dinner. Kim will travel with 9 political and military officials, including his sister, Kim Yol-jung.
New figures show hit-and-run accidents are up dramatically. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
In 2016, nearly 2,000 deadly hit-and-run accidents claimed a record
2,049 lives. Pedestrians and cyclists make up nearly 65% of those killed by a hit-and-run driver.
Obvious potential contributing factors might be distraction for pedestrians, cyclists, and motorists alike.
Jake Nelson from AAA.
And also just the fact that as more people are out there walking and biking every day, there are not the infrastructure countermeasures to protect them.
Studies found drivers who leave the scene are between 2 and 9 times more likely to have been intoxicated at the time of the crash.
Say so long to the Ford Fiesta, Fusion, and Taurus.
Come 2020, there will only be 2 passenger cars to carry the Ford brand name, the Mustang, and a wagon version of the compact Focus. CEO Jim Hackett says they want to maximize investment in vehicles that have the best profits, SUVs and pickups.
We're going to feed the healthy part of our business and deal decisively with areas that destroy value.
Ford also looking to cut $11 billion in costs over the next 5 years. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, Detroit.
Military veterans are more than twice as likely as non-vets to die from opioid overdoses. Now, some vets are asking Congress to consider the benefits of hemp products. More from CBS's Jim Taylor.
Veterans looking for an opioid alternative are turning to cannabis without the psychoactive ingredient THC.
It's going to still kill all the pain symptoms and give you the relief that you need, but you're not going to feel high.
Navy vet Veronica Wayne talking about hemp, from which CBD oil is extracted. Trouble is,
you can't get it from the VA. It's not legal.
So veterans groups lobbying for changes. Lou Selly, American Legion, leading the push to legalize hemp.
Anything that makes a veteran feel better, especially something that's non-toxic, is something we're going to support.
There is hope for a bipartisan effort to make hemp legal.
The president apparently has a big fan in rapper Kanye West. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
I just wanted you to know.
Kanye West makes no apologies for his political leanings after taking flack from fans and fellow musicians over a tweet professing his love for President Trump. The rapper wore a Make America Great Again hat when he stepped out in Calabasas, California. The tweet read, "The mob can't make me not love him. We're both dragon energy. He's my brother. I don't agree with everything anyone does." The president retweeted with the addition, "Thank you, Kanye. Very cool." Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Police near Pittsburgh are trying to find out if a dog is up to date on its shots. The dog escaped from its yard. It bit a police horse. It's been quarantined, and so far the horse seems to be fine. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday, April 26th, 2018. I'm Peter King, CBS News.